Donations to political parties in Northern Ireland will soon be made public. Yesterday, MPs voted to approve a statutory order providing greater transparency on party funding. But that's not really the story, because the government set July last year as the date after which all donations and loans of more than £7,500 should be made public. The opposition parties argued it should have been backdated to 2014. So, what happened yesterday means the following. No details of any donations during the EU referendum campaign of 2016 will be made public. When we use this term, will be made public, that means you can't know. Why not, is the question. This includes a controversial £435,000 donation to the DUP from a group of pro-union business people called the Constitutional Research Council. The Alliance MLA, David Ford, with us this morning. Mr. Ford, your reaction to this. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, can I first of all correct you? I think in your introduction you just said about secrecy continuing for 2 years. It's actually a period of 3.5 years. The amendment to the legislation which Naomi Long put through Westminster said that donations could be made public from the 1st of January 2014. Yesterday, the DUP voted with the Tories that it would only be from the 1st of July 2017. 3.5 years, which includes not just the referendum you've highlighted, but a European Parliament election, 2 Westminster general elections, 2 Assembly general elections, the allegations, and they are only allegations, of the spike in applications for the RHI scheme, all of those were covered up by that vote yesterday.
And what should the public read into that?
Well, the public will have to read into that what they think, but the question for me is, what have they got to hide? It was made perfectly clear when the law was changed that donations from the 1st of January 2014 could be made public. Yet the government put out a statement saying it would be unfair to backdate it. Well, no, it wouldn't be, because the parties were made fully aware that the 1st of January 2014 was the operative date when issues could be made clear.
Well, you're suggesting there's been a cover-up. But cover up is a loaded term, isn't it? It suggests wrongdoing, and there's no evidence of wrongdoing here.
No. Well, I am suggesting there is a cover-up, and there clearly is a cover-up of donations. The reality is that suspicions of wrongdoing will now persist because of that cover-up. If we'd had transparency from the date on which transparency should have started, the date which was included when the legislation was passed in Parliament, the 1st of January 2014... then there wouldn't be any suspicion of a cover-up. People would know, and people wouldn't be wondering what exactly is going on.
You're shouting fire without knowing there is a fire.
No. I'm shouting there are public concerns. You highlight them in your programme every week, if not every day, about the way political parties and government operates or doesn't operate in Northern Ireland. And I'm saying this is a clear example where, along with the concerns which your programme has highlighted so much on the RHI scheme and who knew about it and who was encouraged, there are real issues there of concern that public probity is not assured. And the way we ensure public confidence is by having full transparency. And that full transparency should have been backdated the 3.5 years that it could have applied, not just for 6 months.
Alison Morris with us from the Irish News this morning. Morning to you, Alison.
Good morning.
I guess it might be worth asking what information people would actually learn about this Constitutional Research Council donation beyond what's already been said.
Well, we do need to know about that, and that's okay.
But what more would we learn?
Well, what we would need to learn is who are the people who were behind that lobbying group, because what happened after that, as we know, is a lot of that money was used to carry out ad campaigns which were only ran in England. So they had nothing to do with Northern Ireland. So what we've seen there was a bypassing of the rules and legislation, because there is open and transparency regards to donors and political donors in the UK. There was no transparency over donors in Northern Ireland. And therefore, if this group had really been interested in openly lobbying for Brexit, why didn't they do it through that process? Then why did they choose the DUP? which bypassed any open and transparency. So what were those people hiding, and who were those people, and what was the agenda? And I think that's a huge public concern.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Is this? There's no evidence they were hiding anything for a start. And secondly, I'm not sure. Is anybody sure who behind the Constitutional Research Council would be disclosed under these rules? Even if it were to be backdated, would we know who was behind the CRC? I'm not sure we would.
But there is a further concern. Sorry, Alison, go ahead.
I think that we would, because we would know who were the main donors of that. That money didn't all come just from one place. It came from several people. And this would have given us access to any donations over £7,500 from that period. But as David pointed out earlier, it's not just that so-called dark money. It's not just the Brexit money. It is also what happened since then. We've had six elections, and two of those were local elections. And so people would want to know who are the political donors and what are they gaining from this. And we can see, if we look at the donors, and then we can see how legislation has changed. And the bigger issue here is, why has the date been changed from 2014 until July last year? What ask yourself, what has changed in that period of time? And the most glaringly obvious thing that has changed is that the DUP are now in a confidence supply deal with the Tory government, and therefore have influence over policy at Westminster. And that is the question that people will be asking themselves. Is this part of that deal?
In defence of the DUP, the Electoral Commission knows where the DUP's donation comes from, and they've taken no action against them.
Yeah, but the public don't. And I think that that's.
But the Electoral Commission, Alison, do. By virtue of the fact that the Electoral Commission have taken no action against them over that Brexit donation, can we not conclude the donation met the rules and regulations?
But the rules and regulations...
My understanding of that is that there were inquiries being made, and I'm not quite sure how far they've gone, over the issue of how that donation from the so-called CRC to the DUP, then spent largely in England, Wales and Scotland, would have affected the issue of the overall campaign spending by the Leave campaign, because there are rules as to how much could be spent, and a third party wasn't allowed to spend extra money if it was part of a coordinated campaign. And allegations have been published, and I repeat again, they're only allegations of linkages between different elements of the official Leave campaign and those who were doing some of the work for the DUP, which lead some people to question whether there was a degree of coordination. So there are actually real questions about the legality of that spend, which go beyond the issue of the Electoral Commission in Northern Ireland simply recording
We have no evidence whatsoever about the illegality.
I have no evidence, but I'm saying that allegations have been made. And certainly it was my understanding there was some investigation going on across the water, but I don't know the status of it.
Jim in South Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. I have a questioner for Mr. Ford. Good morning, Mr. Ford. How are you?
Good morning.
You were among the listeners when we wanted to ask you about the court case, the Brexit court case. Remember Belfast, you went to the High Court with a number of others. Well, we're asking the question at that time of the Alliance Party, but now we didn't seem to know who funded it. But you said you would know, so maybe you'd tell us now, would you?
Well, I'm not actually sure what the relevance of the court case is.
Don't you worry about the relevance. Just you tell us who funded it, Mr. Ford.
Well, I think the important thing today should be to concentrate. But just give me a second. The court case was funded by a number of small donors. It was funded by a public interest group, the precise name of which I'm afraid I can't at this stage remember because what an
experience. Oh, here we go!
and by...
You're sick.
And you need to let him finish.
And by a number of individuals connected with the individuals who took the case. I don't know the full detail because I was only one party to it.
Oh, God, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't. Oh, nobody knows.
There were six or seven.
Isn't it amazing all that money, Mr. Ford? And you don't know who funded it. And nobody knows.
Was
it the money tree? Now, was it Brown Ormel Park? Was the money tree come off?
Hold on, Jim.
You must know. Jim. You're sick. Sure, we couldn't find him last year. And then he'll be away with Martin O'Mullier.
Jim, hold on. We need to let David Ford finish if you're asking him a question.
All right.
I'm not quite sure what the reference to Martin O'Mullier is about because
Martin hides as well, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure Martin would deny hiding. He's been on this programme many times.
He can find him.
I think, Stephen, you'll reckon that on occasions when you've asked for a representative from the Alliance Party, you've generally had a representative from the Alliance Party, and normally the individual you've asked for. So I think the suggestion that we've been hiding is completely wrong.
Well, look, just to give the context to what our caller's talking about, this was a High Court challenge to Brexit, wasn't it? It was fronted by several Northern Irish political parties. It's actually...
Technically, it was a number of individuals who belonged to political parties.
Okay, and it was being funded with money which came from a US billionaire, correct?
Well, the answer is I don't know the full detail of where all of the money came from. I know the detail of some of the small donations that I was responsible for putting into
okay.
it, and they were well below the declarable sure. £7,500.
You can't remember the names, which is fair enough. Would you just in the interests of transparency, David, would you give our caller an undertaking to publish those names? I don't know, by the end of today?
Well, no, it's not up to me to publish the names of those related to other people, and it's not up to me to publish the names of some individuals who gave small donations towards my part of it, which fell well below the declarable amount. We're talking about sums of hundreds of pounds, not hundreds of thousands of pounds in the case of the DUP referendum spend.
All right, and let's come back to that spend. So £435,000 donation to the DUP from a group of pro-union business people called the Constitutional Research Council. This was Kevin Maguire from the Daily Mirror with us this morning. Morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. So it's not going to be backdated to 2014. The public are not going to know. That's the bottom line. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I also think if you've got nothing to hide, reveal all the details. And money does talk in politics, as life does generally. And the suspicion will always be that he or she who pays the piper calls the tune, which is why we have transparency. The regulator, the official regulator of the Electoral Commission, would like to be publishing details, but it's not allowed to. And the Conservative government hardened its position, or the Conservative Party hardened its position shortly after the DUP deal. So I'm in Westminster now, and the word here is that the DUP are driving this and want to keep it secret. Now, that doesn't mean, as you've been saying, that there's any illegality involved whatsoever, but there may be an element of embarrassment, and there would certainly be a political row, so they're attempting to keep the lid on it.
Well, you don't know that. This is speculation, isn't it?
Oh, I think there's embarrassment. Otherwise, it would be quite happy to show it. Whatever that is, maybe people just don't want their names linked to the money they've given it. They don't want to be in the public spotlight. I could understand that. However, I think when we're talking about politics, then if you give money, I think it should be known and people can make a judgment. No suggestion, as I say, of illegality. I'm not making that suggestion. But why would you not want the details out there? What do you have to hide?
Alison?
I think that's the point. And as journalists, we're always in favour of openness and transparency. And the point is that no one is suggesting that there was anything illegal done. All what we are suggesting is that a group of individuals use laws, which we know that the issue around transparency in Northern Ireland dates back to the Troubles, and it was when people who donated to political parties felt they might be under death threat, or they might be in some, their business might be under threat if they would declare those public. That should have been defunct a long time ago, given that we're now in the 20th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. And what we did see was a group of people, we don't know who they are, in England, who used laws which were dating back to the Troubles in Northern Ireland to conceal a massive donation, over £400,000 of a donation, that went towards the Brexit campaign and was not used in Northern Ireland. We know the majority of that money wasn't used here. It was used there. So it was clearly a bypassing of the legislation that already existed in Westminster that would have meant they would have had to declare that. It would have been included in the when the tallies were done between the Leave and the Remain campaign, and instead they bypassed that by using our laws. Now, that is not saying that anything was illegal was done, because it isn't. But what we should see, and what we were meant to see, is who those people were. And not just who those people were, who all the other people are who have donated to political parties over this past few years when we have had political turbulence and several elections. And the fact that that's being withheld, and it's being withheld at the behest, as we believe, of the DUP, who are pressurising Conservatives, would lead you to believe why. Why would they do that?
Well,
the
DUP, Alison, would say that, as a matter of accuracy, in fact, they have said this. Let me read what they have said. As a matter of accuracy, we would point out that all the main Northern Ireland parties, with one exception, were opposed to retrospective disclosure.
the retrospective disclosure, I believe it was the Alliance Party who had been pushing that. And as far as I knew, when the last Secretary of State had agreed that there would be retrospective disclosure, and then that was only put on hold, I think, was it last year or the year before that? So we can see that once we became into this sort of political crisis that we're in, and we can see that once the DUP gained some influence, that the talk of retrospective disclosure changed. And yes, this is not just a DUP problem. Let's be clear here. There are other parties who have used these sort of outdated laws to hide their political donors for years, and I'm glad that now that will be rectified and we will be able to see who these people are. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to see where that money came from since 2014.
Here's Eric in Bangor. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Stephen. Just listening to your programme there, and actually I agree with Alison and Kevin there. The sad, I'm not a DUP voter, and obviously there should be openness, but there's no mention of Sinn Féin, but Alison actually covered that very well, because years and years ago, they talked about open transparency, and it was decided not to for security reasons. But it would have been interesting to see where Sinn Féin were getting their money from. And whilst the focus seems to be mainly on the DUP, it should be open and transparent, whether it causes embarrassment or not. And as I say, Kevin covered that, as did Alison.
Yeah, I've got actually the full DUP statement here, Kevin Maguire and David Ford. It reads as follows: we welcome the increased transparency, but we're disappointed that the back door on foreign donations, which clearly benefits Sinn Féin and the SDLP, has not been closed. As a matter of accuracy, and this is what I read earlier, we would point out all the main Northern Ireland parties, with one exception, were opposed to retrospective disclosure. This was demonstrated when the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland published party submissions on the matter on the 6th of July 2017. Given we have already taken the voluntary step of publishing the detail of the Brexit donor, no question arises about donor anonymity in this instance, Kevin.
Stephen, I think full transparency and backdating it for all will create difficulties for other parties, but I think it would be in the public interest. I think it would be in the interest of voters in Northern Ireland and the United Kingdom as a whole. And I can understand in one way the argument that people who gave the money that was used for those adverts over here in England, and I saw people reading them on trains and lying them around, and in a very close referendum result, it may have had an important impact. I can understand the argument they thought they were given it and their names were going to be protected, so therefore it would be tricky for them if they were now coming out. But I think the greater public good, the greater public interest, is in knowing who gave that money to that body, this body in Scotland, the Constitutional Research Council. How did they make their money?
The public, David Ford, have not been kicking and screaming about this. Do they really care?
Maybe because the public are so concerned about the generality of the way politics is run in this society, they haven't particularly picked up this issue as well. But I mean, just to follow on from what Kevin was saying, Alliance has for 7 or 8 years voluntarily declared any donation which would be declarable in the rest of the United Kingdom. The Greens similarly make declarations. I think they actually declare smaller donations than we do on a voluntary basis. Unless I'm being rude to somebody like People Before Profit, to the best of my knowledge, we are the only two political parties that do it. Yet any party which wants to make clear what their position is voluntarily allowed to make those declarations, and particularly because they should have been telling their donors from the 1st of January 2014, there is absolutely no reason why any other party, if they actually believe in full openness and transparency, can't make those declarations. The DUP statement refers to the CRC donation related to the referendum campaign. It says nothing about a European Parliament election, local elections, 2 Westminster elections, 2 Assembly elections. And those are issues which are still open to question.
Okay.
For every party, not just the DUP, every party except Alliance and the Greens.
David, thank you. Kevin, thank you. Alison, always nice to talk to you this morning.